From WSIU News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It is Monday, October 13th. Look for plenty of sunshine today. We'll see a high of 81. Illinois lawmakers are back in Springfield this week for what they are saying will be a jam-packed six-day veto session. We get the latest from Mawa Iqbal.
Some Democratic legislators are hoping to reach a consensus on how to close a $200 million budget gap for Chicagoland Transit. State Representative Evadina Delgado says when it comes to revenue sources, everything is on the table.
The transit system is a system that I think a lot of people depend on, and we want to make sure that whatever the future of that system is, we're not relying on those that can least afford to pay.
Also on the docket is a clean energy package aimed at increasing electrical grid capacity. According to a spokesperson, there is no interest from the Senate to take up funding for the Chicago Bears' new stadium in Arlington Heights. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
A Carbondale businessman is running for state senate in Southern Illinois' 59th district. William Lowe announced his candidacy over the weekend. Lowe will run as an independent for the open state senate seat held by Dale Fowler, who is not seeking re-election. Lowe currently serves as the executive director of the Carbondale Chamber of Commerce and oversees his family's Carbondale restaurant, New Kahala. According to Lowe's website, his campaign will focus on such issues as accessible health care, business growth, affordable child care access, and property tax relief at the state level. 118th District State Representative Republican Paul Jacobs is also running for the open state Senate seat. The SIU School of Medicine and the Simmons School of Law are hosting the 2025 Illinois Rural and Small Town Health Summit this week in Springfield. One of the event coordinators, Dr. Somi Tupal, is vice chair of the Department of Population Science and Policy at the SIU School of Medicine. He says this year the summit will focus on strengthening and sustaining the rural and small town healthcare workforce.
I think this is the right time to initiate or spark a discussion on how to improve the healthcare workforce in the rural regions and come up with potential solutions that could be implemented, especially when there's a lot of funding cuts.
Dr. Tupal says the event will bring together leaders from federal, state, and local governments, as well as academia, the business world, and nonprofits to explore solutions to the challenges facing rural Illinois when it comes to health care. The summit takes place Wednesday in Springfield. Well, community colleges in Illinois are again teaming up for the second annual Feed the Need campus food drive. The goal is to fight student hunger. The statewide effort encourages donations of non-perishable food items to local campuses. Last year's drive collected more than 91,000 food items. Organizers hope to surpass that total this year. All donations will directly support students and families facing hunger during the upcoming holiday season. The Feed the Need campus food drive gets underway on Wednesday and runs through December 1st. Well, history comes alive once again at Metropolis as the 51st annual Fort Massac encampment returns this weekend. Visitors will see costumed reenactors, crafts, live music, and mock military battles. Visitors can also take part in a Frontier Air demonstration and as well as sample traditional foods. The annual encampment runs Saturday and Sunday at Fort Massac State Park. Activities begin at 10 a.m. Admission is free and trams will shuttle visitors from nearby parking. Southern Illinois University will celebrate the 100th anniversary of Davies Hall later this month. The Davies Centennial takes place on Friday, October 24th. Special guests include alumni from Saluki men's and women's gymnastic programs. Guided tours will also be provided. Davies Hall is named for Dorothy Davies, founder of SIU's Women's College Athletics. It's also one of the 8 original buildings on campus. And SIU's Touch of Nature Outdoor Education Center is bringing back its popular Haunted Hallow celebration. The event takes place on Sunday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Families can enjoy fall-themed crafts, games, and a haunted cabin. Ticketed attractions include a climbing wall, giant swing, pumpkin painting, and a hayride through the woods. Costumes are also welcome. Recapping the forecast for today, mostly sunny skies. We're going to see a high of 81. That will give way to clear skies tonight with an overnight low of 56. If you like today's forecast, basically you're going to enjoy the rest of the week. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU News.